Welcome to the Misha Rauser Show. I'm Misha, an organizational psychologist, and I'll be taking you down a path towards achieving professional success while still having fun. For over a decade, I have been guiding individuals and organizations through professional transitions. The goal is to help you, your business, or organization create a successful, engaging atmosphere without sacrificing a positive culture. So, let's get started. Hello, everyone. I'm Misha, and welcome to the show today. And thank you so much for listening. So again, this show is all about leadership and professional development, basically everything you need to know to be more competent and confident in your professional life. So again, we go into everything from communication skills, personal productivity, leading without authority, emotional and social intelligence, and conflict. And in fact, today, that is what we are going to be talking about, is starting to go into some what is conflict, our different personalities that come out and so forth. And so before we go there, though, I do need to go over a couple other things. But if you do have any questions, again, remember, you can always submit those questions via my website. And that website is misharauser.com. And how you spell that is MeishaRouser. So you can submit any of your questions there. You can get recordings of all the previous shows, and you can download those as a podcast. And you can also get the shows as a podcast through Stitchers and iTunes. And speaking of that, again, if you do listen to the podcast and you like them, please do consider rating the podcast and leaving a 1 or 2 sentence review in iTunes or Stitchers. As you know, this helps tremendously in bringing the podcast to the attention of others. So that would be greatly appreciated. All right. So we are going to be, I have actually very excited about our show today. So we are going to be talking with Ron Krabil. And Ron, if any of you haven't heard of him, you probably have heard of his assessment style, which is called The Style Matters, the Krabil Conflict Style Inventory. And let me give you a little background real quick on Ron. So Ron Krabil has been a pioneer in the field of conflict resolution and peace building since the 1970s. Again, many of you may know him as the creator of Style Matters, the Krabil Conflict Style Inventory. This is a widely used training tool to train leaders and lay people for conflict management in interpersonal and organizational settings. Ron has a master's from Harvard University, a PhD in religion and society. He co-founded one of the first masters in conflict transformational programs in the United States. He has worked and lived abroad as a peace builder, advising and training, and now spends a lot of his time between peace building practices as well as supporting teams and organizations with conflict resolution. And in fact, when in my master's program for my organizational psychology degree, when we dove into conflict, we dove into Ron's Style Matters, because he has an assessment that is a little different than others out there that is extremely powerful. And Ron, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Misha. Really delighted to be here.
And thank you. For some reason, I'm tongue-tied today, and I maybe just haven't had enough caffeine, so hopefully that'll pass here pretty quickly. And so, Ron, again, thank you so much for doing this. And I'm really excited about having this conversation with you. And as you and I were talking briefly when we were thinking about doing this show, one of the things I had shared, in my opinion, is that as I'm going out there and working with organizations and working with others, it's amazing how much I'm finding a lot of people really haven't thought about how we do show up in conflict, that we actually have a style that we tend to show up with. And for me, when I did your assessment years ago, I found it really transformative for me to understand, okay, how do I show up in conflict? And then how do I want to show up, and what's more powerful?
You've named one of the first things that we need to talk about when we talk about conflict, namely that most of us get through a whole educational process without getting any help whatsoever about how to deal with conflict. We learn reading, writing, arithmetic. We learn all kinds of other stuff. And yet somehow it is not considered important in most schools of our world to equip children and young people to deal with conflict. And the truth is that our ability to deal with conflict almost more than any other aspect of life influences whether or not we're going to find life enjoyable and meaningful, and also whether we're going to be productive. So it's like this huge gap that most of us come into adult life, we come into marriages and relationships, we come into work environments, and then we are hit with the reality that we actually don't like certain people, we don't get along with certain people, and what are we going to do about it? And then we fall into whatever the sort of unconscious coping mechanisms are that we used as children and teenagers, and we hope for the best. So the whole concept of conflict style actually is built around the premise that what we want to do in conflict is make good choices. We don't want to be running on autopilot. We want to see the situation. We want to think through our options and the consequences, and then make a strategic, thoughtful response to the extent that we're able that fits the context that the conflict is in.
Yeah. You know, and you even reminded me, too, when I very first took the assessment, and this wasn't a surprise for me, is that I tend to be a turtle, which means I like to avoid conflict. Conflict makes me very uncomfortable. And over time, I have learned, and I know a lot of other people have gone through this same journey, that to change how we look at conflict, where for me it was always very uncomfortable and sometimes it still is. But conflict I have learned to appreciate because it helps us get through and journey through together whatever it is we're struggling against. And once we can get on that other side, the relationship is always so much more richer and deeper.
I think that many of us, or let's say it this way, a certain percentage of us come from backgrounds and families in which the tendency is to avoid conflict. And then we have the challenge of figuring out what we're going to do about it. I think the discovery that you made is the most important one, namely that conflict is a part of life and that it is actually, it doesn't have to be so terrible. There are always options available to us for things that we can do. I'm not saying there's always an easy solution, but more often than we might think that there is, there actually are things that we can do that are a little different than what we've done. And at least we want to prepare for that possibility. We want to develop our skills to respond in a variety of ways rather than to be stuck in, let's say, avoiding in all conflict. It's just not an option for certain situations in life.
Yeah. Okay, so what are then the different styles of conflict?
Okay. I think we should start by saying that there's two basic things going on in any conflict situation. One is that there is a relationship, obviously, and the other is that people have certain goals or agendas. And our conflict style depends on which one of those things we give high priority to. So let's just to make this very specific. Let's take one of the styles, the directing style. This is a style in which people are very focused on their goals or their agendas. So it's a high focus on that. And it's also a low focus on the relationship. So someone who is taking a directing response to conflict is basically saying inside him or herself, this person is thinking, well, I'm very committed to getting to this goal that I have. And at this moment, at least, I'm not so concerned about how this person feels about that, feels about me. I'm not going to worry about the relationship. I just am going to get to this goal that I have, and that's it. So it's a very, it does not feel very good often to be on the other side of that style, but it is a style that is particularly useful for certain purposes. Let me actually give you one or two examples of purposes for which the directing style is very useful, because that's one of the key concepts that we see with each of these styles. Each of them has certain negative aspects, but it also has certain positive aspects. All of us should be able to use each of these styles in certain circumstances. So let's take the directing style. If I am a youth leader of a youth group that's on a field trip somewhere, I should probably be pretty good at the directing style of dealing with conflict. In other words, I need to have the ability to say, guys, we are not going in the water now. That is not a safe river to swim in. No one can jump into the water. And in that moment, I need to be able to do that without worrying too much about whether the kids are going to be angry at me, whether they're going to complain, whether they're going to yell or argue. I have a responsibility in those circumstances, and my goal is to meet that responsibility to get the kids home safe. I have to use the directing style in that circumstance.
That's a great example, Ron. Yeah. I love being able to put it into context like that. And so we're going to take a quick break here and go into the other styles in just a moment. But Ian, you are listening to the Misha Rauser Show live here in Seattle, and we will be right back after this break.
Dynamic careers in organizations require dynamic thinking. Success is measured in terms of positive, productive, meaningful workplaces. Misha Rauser, master coach, organizational psychologist, and successful entrepreneur, has helped thousands become more confident in their leadership and professional abilities. Misha's years of research and private practice have given her the tools to help you or your organization improve performance. Log on now to learn more about coaching, consulting, or training with Misha Rauser at MishaRauser.com. That's MishaRauser.com.
So effective leadership isn't something that just happens. It takes time and effort. Misha Rauser, master coach, organizational psychologist, and successful entrepreneur, has developed a concentrated series of courses to help you become your best as a leader and professional. Explore your leadership style, become a communications master, and learn to plan strategically in order to make better decisions. You'll learn emotional intelligence, team building, change management, and other skills for personal success, such as conflict resolution. There's a great leader inside you to be unlocked. Make the commitment to become a well-rounded, intelligent leader. Show the world around you that you are ready to lead. Log on to MishaRauser.com. That's MishaRauser.com to learn more. It's the Leadership Development Series. Your first step toward professional excellence begins at MishaRauser.com.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Misha Rauser Show. And today I have the honor of talking with Ron Krabill, who is a pioneer in the field of conflict resolution and peace building. And so, Ron, where we left off, we were talking about the five styles of how we show up in conflict, and those five styles. And we just left off with directing. So what are those other four styles?
Okay, let's just run through this quickly. So another one is sort of the opposite of directing. I call it harmonizing. So this is a style that values relationship more than sort of personal goals. So it's a very flexible style. Kind of, sure, whatever you want, that's great. We'll do it your way. Then there is avoiding, in which the instinct is basically simply to step back. If I'm avoiding, I'm not going to cooperate with you and go along with what you want. But I'm also not going to insist on doing it my way. I go quiet, or I leave the room, or I avoid certain people. It's a style that has certain strengths for certain purposes and also some pretty significant weaknesses. Then there is cooperating. This is a style in which people are highly committed both to their own agenda and to the relationship. Very interesting style because it means you have to both reach out to someone else and say, well, what is it that you're wanting to do? I want to try to understand that. Can you give me more information about that? And yet you have to figure out ways to bring in your own concerns and to bring those out onto the table as well. So it's a sort of a paradoxical style that can have very creative outcomes when people get good at it. And then there's compromising, which is perhaps similar to cooperating. It also involves a commitment to both to the relationship and to your own personal goals, but with a little less optimism about talking things through. Whereas when you're cooperating, you're jumping in there with both feet and you're asserting yourself fully. With compromising, you're being a little more careful. You're being a little more open to just say, well, I'll give you half if you give me half, and let's just make a deal and get on with things.
Nice. And, you know, one of the things I really liked, too, on your website, you have amazing resources, by the way, on your website.
Thank you.
And one of them was you have this great kind of, I want to call it maybe a matrix, that shows the where each of those are. And then how in relationship to the high focus in the relationship and agenda and such. And so just to let other people know, what is your website? And, you know, so people can download some of this stuff.
So people can get to the website at conflictstylematters.com. There's several different addresses that go there that point to this site. But the easy one to remember is conflictstylematters.com with no spaces between those words. And on the website, there's a number of things. Perhaps the one that will be most useful to many people in the first instance is there's a short slideshow there that anyone can access free that shows this visual diagram that you talked about. It's very, when you see it actually in a visual, these five styles suddenly get very clear because it's quite simple in the visual presentation. So there's a slideshow where you can get a sense of each style and its strengths and weaknesses. There's also a free trainer's guide that people can download. And the purpose of the trainer's guide is basically to make it possible for anyone who has skills in group facilitation to lead a successful conflict styles workshop the first time. So you don't have to be a specialist in conflict styles. You don't have to be highly trained. You just need a certain basic ability to lead a group in a discussion and to think about materials. And then you can use this trainer's guide to lead your colleagues or people in your team or whatever the context is through a workshop of maybe 1 to 2 hours in which they take the conflict style inventory and then they each think about their own conflict style. And it makes it easy for you as a group then to talk about what's happening, what are the dynamics between us.
You know, Ron, that is so cool that you offer all those resources for those of us who do this type of training. It's really extremely helpful because a lot of us are trying, you know, putting together all the content and the materials and want something of substance, and you're just giving it away. It's fabulous. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, I spent much of my life as a trainer in a wide variety of settings, and it takes an awful lot of time to develop a good training workshop. And one of the things I realized at some point is there's no point in making other people reinvent the wheel. Let me just put down the stuff that I've learned works and put it in training materials. And that's what I've tried to do with this conflict style inventory.
And, you know, in your inventory, too. So when I originally took it, it's probably been about 6 years, and it was fun going back and taking it again. I just took it again this week, and I had my old report, and I pulled it out, and because I even distinctly remember how I showed up, and I was kind of, it validated what I already thought I was doing, but it also gave me tools, because like I said, I was being the avoiding one, And I've learned over time how to incorporate, you know, when to harmonize, when to cooperate. And taking the test again, I was pretty happy with it. It has changed, you know, where cooperating is one of my higher ones now. And so, again, the value of the inventory was huge, just to recognize where you are yourself. But the other thing I really want to point out, too, and make sure, and we have a couple more seconds or a couple more minutes, is that one of the things that was so unique about your inventory is you're not talking about conflict in just one form, because conflict shows up differently. And you addressed it in being two different stages. There's a calm stage of conflict and a storm stage of conflict.
There's a number of other conflict style inventories out there, and I felt as I worked on developing my Style Matters inventory that most of us have behaviors that change in certain circumstances. And the way it works in my inventory is you get two sets of scores. So the calm set of scores is how you would perhaps function when things are basically going well. It's a disagreement or a decision with someone that you're working or living with, but it's not very emotional yet. You're just putting it out there. Then the storm scores is how you respond when things have actually gotten quite emotional. There is not a significant shift for everyone, but I would say for at least half of the population, their response patterns shift quite significantly. You know, they may be using one style for a while, and then something triggers in the conversation, and they get really upset, and then they can shift to a very different style that has a completely different look and feel to it. And that can really throw other people off, because it's like suddenly they're dealing with a different person almost. And it is not for everyone that they go through the roof. Some people suddenly get very quiet, or they just walk out of the room. So it depends for each person on their own personality and their own experience as to which direction their storm shift takes them.
You know, I'm curious, have you found over all these years, is there one that tends to dominate once you get into the storm phase of conflict?
I think it really varies. That's part of the magic of conflict styles, because it's not, we tend to think, well, everybody just gets angry and blows up. Well, the ones that we see that are visible, that is true when they get really emotional. But there are plenty of people who, when they get emotional, just disappear, who just are kind of out of there, and we don't even see those people. Or there are others who get, maybe they get very nervous and anxious inside, and they get accommodating, and they agree to stuff that they actually should not agree to and would not agree to if they were able to think it through calmly and rationally. So it does differ for each person, and that's why, one of the reasons why I think people benefit from taking a conflict style inventory to recognize their own habits and tendencies. And then just as you've done, Misha, over time, you see that your scores have changed somewhat. You've been able to now draw on your conscious thinking powers and grow in certain ways that you probably wouldn't have grown if you had not taken a conflict style inventory.
Oh, definitely. And you even made me think about, too, what was really beneficial for me is because you provide so much detail then behind what my styles were. So understanding the positives, the negatives, when it's more appropriate to use one versus the other. And that's really been huge in my own development. So again, that's why I'm so happy and excited to have you here on the show to share with other people that you have this amazing resource that you created on your website that helps other trainers and other people who are struggling with conflict themselves to be able to go and learn all this wonderful information.
I might add that one of the things that I think is particularly useful to people is to do something like this before they're in the middle of a really hot fight. For example, a team of work colleagues, even if things are going well, might find that they can really improve their working relationship by taking an hour or two and sit down and discuss their conflict style inventory results with each other, it will give them a lot of, they can gain a lot of insight into things that may not have caused a conflict, but have been frustrating or confusing. If you do it when your relationship is good and when you're able to communicate well, you can sort of you can build on what you have as versus trying to come in and patch things up when things are really difficult.
So true. So again, Ron, thank you so much for this honor to have you on the show. I can't tell you how much of a fan, obviously, I am, and how much also I wanted to say thank you for all the work that you have done. I mean, your bio just goes on forever, and I can only touch on the highlights, but for everything you have done in your career, thank you so much for doing that.
And thanks, Misha.
With that, then, we are wrapping up here. So you have been listening to The Misha Rauser Show. Ron, again, thank you so much for being here, and hopefully I can get you on another show. And in the meantime, everybody, thank you for listening. And you have been listening to The Misha Rauser Show. I am Misha, coaching you towards success. Thank you for listening.
Join Misha during this hour every week, Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10. As she takes you down a path toward achieving professional success while still having fun. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your colleagues. Misha helps people and organizations be successful, all while staying on a positive path. Tune in next week for The Misha Rauser Show.